We are here with Manson Lady Trojan head coach Haley Libby Thompson. Haley, let's talk about that first match at the state tournament. A little bit of jitters in game number one against a very good team, and it's tough to start that way and have any opportunity. 25-5, but your gals bounce back.
Oh, my gosh. I was very, very proud of them. It's tough. We have a young team, a lot of freshmen on our team, and it was a little bit of a terrified freshman first set moment. And we were up against a very tough team that has only actually lost three sets all season. And so we turned around, came back in that second set, and, yeah, 23-25. I was so proud of them. They fought back and then just kept the momentum.
Yeah, they had a real opportunity in that second set. That was fun to watch. You had inspired play by a lot of people on your squad. You had some good serving, had some good play at the net. All around, a much better effort than that first game.
Yes, it was about working for your teammates instead of worrying about your last mistake for that team in that first set. We just made some critical errors, had some kind of tight calls, and just kind of got down on ourselves. And they were really able to reflect on that before the second set and bounce back and came back strong. Not strong enough to beat LeConnor, but we were pretty happy with that 23-25 in the second set. And we are recharged and focused and ready to take on Acosta next.
That should be fun. What does it mean to have your team here? You say it's a young team, and it is. There's no better experience than to be at a state tournament and play in a state tournament. I've seen that in a number of sports programs. You can really build off this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we plan on coming back again one of these days, and these girls are enjoying this experience. They're really, really soaking it in, and that was something that was really important. I've been here. This is my second trip here. We were here a couple of years ago, and I just left feeling like, you know, maybe we didn't enjoy the experience as much as we should have. And so that's something that's really a focus this year, and our girls are embracing it and enjoying it and living it up. So,
what do you know about the matchup with Acosta?
Well, we watched a little bit of them playing against Brewster. They went five sets, so I know they're going to be a tough team to beat. So it's just going to, I think we'll match up pretty well. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough battle for both teams. And so, it could be anybody's game. I'm hoping it's ours.
Win or lose, you're going to hang through the weekend here?
We are. We're going to come back and support other 2B teams tomorrow. We'd like to watch Brewster all the way through to the final. We're cheering for them. And, of course, the rest of the teams in our district as well. And a couple of 1B teams we're watching too, Pateras. And the local teams we're definitely watching. And then Chelan's coming tomorrow. So we're all excited about all of our Valley and our local schools. And it's just fun to be here and watch them and support them.
Yeah, it was interesting. I've talked to a lot of the parents in Chelan, for example, that were coming a day early to see Manson, because so many of these kids know one another and play one another, whether or not they live in Chelan or Manson.
Yeah, we've got several club players here on our team, and about four or five of them, and they play club with a lot of those girls from Brewster, from Chelan, and so surrounding area. So it is so much fun to have a good rivalry, but also support and love each other as well. So they've just developed some great friendships, and it's fun to watch them and support them and sometimes play against them.
Great. Haley, thank you so much. Congratulations. It's been a great run, and best of luck against Acosta.
Hey, thank you.